Welcome to Cigars Daily Live, coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona, with an epic episode. Something straight out of, I can't say the Middle East. That's not very timely. Straight out of the years of old, of the tales of Arabia. Okay, I was going for something a little more altruistic here. Tonight, we're talking about some very special cigars because you ain't never had a blend like me. Damn! Legitimately, this show title just came to me.
They're saying your mic's off, but everything on this side is on.
What about the soundboard?
Yeah, we're bouncing.
Test 1, 2, chickity check, check. I don't think your mic is it plugged in?
Ought to be.
Test 1. Oh, what? What's going on? Oh, is the mic on? What's the mic on there? Temu mic.
Uh-oh.
Excuse us while we deal with our technical.
What are we looking at over here, guys?
I do not know. Everything
can
seems
hear nothing at all.
Can you hear Terrence or Billy?
Hello, hello. Well, while we're getting this situated, I'll cover myself up and we can just keep
Billy
talking through
Terrence
this.
Terrence are perfect, so it's your mic.
Quite bizarre. All right.
All right, Terrence.
All right.
Talk about you ain't never had a blend like me.
See, when Tim thought about this, I'm gonna take this down real quick. I thought that he was talking about Yeah, I can see your mic. Yeah. I thought it was like, you've got a friend in me. Like the one movie about the toys.
Is anyone there?
So I got those two confused really quick.
You got Toy Story and Aladdin mixed up?
Yeah, because I only know that you got a friend in me, not the, you never had a friend like me before.
I don't know, Terrence. I feel like you should know Aladdin.
What the hell is going on? Said my mic is bouncing.
Yeah.
Mic bounces.
We have levels over here.
I don't know how do we even check if anyone can hear me?
Can you unplug your XLR from the back of your mic and then plug it back in?
I did that.
Oh, okay.
I did do that. Now we just have to wait.
The stream delay until somebody's like, it's all good.
Terrence Tisbro from Ralphie. Can someone pull this episode up on their phone? I'll just do it.
It's now the Billy and Terrence show. This is what we wanted, Terrence.
I you know what? I refrain from saying it, but we might have to do it.
All right, hold on a sec. I'm going to find the episode.
Oh, now they're saying only Terrence's mic is working.
What is happening?
What is... All
Ryan,
right.
Is your mic working?
Ryan's...
No. Does everybody hear me?
I don't know. Does everybody hear me?
Everybody tell me if you hear me. I'll wait.
Ryan, say something in your mic.
Something in my mic.
Well, Terrence, you're doing the whole show by yourself right now.
All right, everybody. All right, Billy, put up some comments, and I guess I'll read them and answer questions, I guess.
All right, here we go.
All right. What are the fine people at home saying?
Karma says, should I smoke a La Gran Oferta or a Don Pepon Pen?
Can you read?
Pepin?
This is part of the show. You have to be able to read cigar names. A Don Poupon.
A Grey Poupon.
Excuse me. Just act like I'm not here, okay? I'm just going to... Oh,
you're talking very loudly in my ear, Tim. But I would vote for the DPG just because I'm a big fan of that blend altogether. So I would vote that over the Gran Oferta. Both great cigars in their own respect. Ooh, like an old Atari game. But I would still vote for the Don Pepin Garcia, just because I appreciate that blend a whole lot.
All right. We got another comment for you, Terrence.
All right, wonderful.
Can anyone hear me right now?
I can hear you, Tim.
Well, I know that you can.
Homestar Runner says, I wish Terrence would dress up in a different costume every week so we could gamble on what he's wearing before the show.
Don't you not dress up in a new costume every week?
Sometimes I fall into the I want to look like Carlton Banks today look, so I end up sticking with that. But I try to, for the most part, to be a little bit fun. During the summer, it's a little bit more difficult just because it's so hot in Phoenix. But yeah, I guess I could start being a little bit weirder on Mondays.
They're saying they can hear you, but you're in the bathroom stall.
They can hear me in a bathroom stall because I'm shouting from the other side of the room and they can hear me through Terrence's mic. And this is legitimately, I have spent, my gosh, Terrence, it's been, how old am I? Almost 40. I've spent more than 20 years doing like audio and tech through music and stuff like this.
This is a problem I do not know how to solve. And part of the strength of our show is that we don't change anything.
Nothing.
We don't unplug anything. We don't change anything. So I don't know what to do other than fuss with things until they're like, yeah, it works. But then we got to keep checking it, which is not what you want to do. So there's Ryan's mic is jacked all the way up to 10.
Yeah. So they're saying the only one that's working is Terrence.
That is so bizarre.
That's the weirdest thing ever.
All right. Wait.
In a minute, I'm going to take your mic, Terrence.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to start unplugging things and replugging them back in. Is that all right?
Unplug that and plug that back in.
Exactly, yeah.
That's going to mess up the whole show.
But that's going to mess up the whole show. Hold on a sec. Billy, take a comment. I'll read it right here while we're doing this.
See?
It was a setting in the computer. You were in the computer. That was what happened.
We got so stuck on you telling jokes beforehand that it messed up my checklist.
Can anyone hear me now?
No. Everybody keeps saying no. Everybody keeps saying no.
Because here's what I did. I clicked a box on a screen that is part of this job, the setup of the whole show. That's the job. Okay. Thank you, Don George. There it is. All right. Thank God. Now, at least my joke about the Middle East wasn't out loud at the beginning of
the
beginning of the episode. All right. Can we just do this thing again? Holy cow. Thank you all very much. Oh. I fixed it by clicking a button, which, as all of you will know from your jobs at home or at work where you go to your job, most problems are that a box wasn't clicked somewhere on a screen. That's like 90% of the world's problems right now.
Yeah.
Is that a box isn't checked somewhere. So
check your settings, folks.
Check your settings. And let's see. Captain Lone Star says, I swear it wasn't Dr. Pepper.
At least this laptop isn't ruined.
At least the laptop is fine. And it gives me something new to roast Terrence about all the time.
This reminds me of the third episode I did this and I forgot to do the same thing. I will remember every mistake I've made. And this is going to go down in the history.
Wait, this happened before?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Like same setting and everything?
I don't remember that.
Once I stop making fun of you for it, I will have forgotten it.
And yeah, I was still new back then. I was still new back then.
All right. Let's see. Yeah, Mike B says, Tim, enjoyed the live stream with Jeremy last week and hope to see you guys do something else soon. Mike, this is funny, and I hope Jeremy Sires sees this because I was literally telling the guys before the show, they said, hey, I was on Jeremy Sires' show last week on his After Hours channel. And I hung out with him and Allison for like, and we did the show, went like 3 hours. It was such a great show. But like, the guys asked me, because I'm very insecure about doing episodes with Jeremy Sires, because his quality of his cameras and his lighting and everything is just like so good. It's so good. It's top tier. It's as good as a Marvel movie. And mine is not, right? But like I told the guys before the show, I said, if we have one thing Jeremy Sires doesn't, it's production value. And like our show is way well produced. And then we go live and everyone's like, we can't hear you, Tim. And I was like, well, call Jeremy. Tell him I'm a douche. All right. I want to take comments from you guys. So here's the deal. Tonight's episode is called You Ain't Never Had a Blend Like Me. Because right now there are more new cigars coming out than there have been in like the last 6 months. And the ones that are coming out are the ones that we all want to come out. The cigars from the cigar makers we're all the most excited to see and hear from. Some of these are cigars we've talked about before. Other ones are cigars that are just absolutely fresh and brand new. And so we're going to chat about all that stuff. But my name is Tim. I'm the host of the show. And all of you watching at home, you are the co-host. Your comments and questions will drive this episode. We cannot wait to hear what you're thinking or wondering about cigars. And so we're going to be taking those as we've been taking comments. I want to do that now. Let's start with and of course, I got to give props where props are due. Helping me run this episode into the ground behind the camera is El Rey del... I need the crown. Yeah, El Rey del Terrence and Billy the Kid. To a lesser degree. He didn't honestly have any of the fault in that. But I also didn't really focus anyone's cameras before. And sitting in third chair tonight is Ryan, Destroyer of Liga Privadas.
That's me.
Somebody said, I put a short video out today where I was going to get a cigar. And we just did inventory here at the HQ.
Oh, yeah.
Terrence and Ryan literally spent the weekend here with me counting hundreds of thousands of cigars. And And so I went to go take one, and Ryan slapped my hand in the video. And so someone called you Ryan Destroyer of Phalanges.
Nice.
Which I thought was very good in the comments. So I wanted to tell you that because I thought that was funny.
That is funny.
All right. I want to take a comment. I'm going to have Terrence. Actually, Billy, I want you to take a comment, and I want you to read it too because your face is about to be on the screen while I get some other things done that we should have done before the show. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. And really quick, before we do this, the one thing is back. Something has come back that is very popularly requested. You guys likely know that we've begun doing hex stickers. The Cigars Daily hex stickers, they're out there in the wild. You can stack them together. You can do them in a flush thing. There's a bunch of different designs of them. But then we did a limited edition Billy Chicky Sticky. Those are back. Okay. Those are back now. But about 2 weeks ago, you guys talked about this on the show, is that a lot of you, there are a lot of people watching, your wives watch this show with you, primarily for Terrence, because look at his face. I mean, can we get you on the screen while I talk about you? Terrence is beautiful. We love him. That's a salmon sweater.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. And he's taken. I'm sorry, ladies. He's taken. But at the same time, the women like Terrence. And so we call him Terrence, our little fine apple. And so we've made Terrence fine apple stickers that are now officially here at the HQ, can be requested. And in fact, are going to be going out all night tonight. So anything goes out tomorrow goes out with a Terrence fine apple sticker. It says cigars for you, Mr. Fine Apple for her. Mm-hmm. And then in his speech bubble, it says, nobody asked me if I was okay with this. And for our podcast listeners, there's a beautiful woman just holding a pineapple with Terrence's head on it. And she's caressing it to her face. And I don't know what she's going to do with it next, but whatever it is, nobody asked Terrence if he was okay with it.
Teriyaki.
Wow. That Terrence sticker from Texas Taurus.
Teriyaki Terrence.
I literally.
Teriyaki Terrence.
So
oh my God,
Terrence is a swinger from.
That's
Rob
how Penny. Rumors get started.
Oh,
here
rumors. We go. Here we go.
I literally.
That's if it's upside down.
I designed a sticker 2 weeks ago, or was it a week ago? Whatever week we talked about all of your wives watching the show with you, the show ended and I literally sat and designed it right there. Just at this table, I opened up Photoshop and put the sticker together. So Terrence Fine Apple stickers, those are out now. I've got mine. They're out in the wild. You guys can find out more about them. MTC says, my wife doesn't watch. She says it's dumber than the Three Stooges. And I said,
I agree.
You say that like it's not a compliment.
Right.
That's fantastic.
I mean, we are better than the Three Stooges because there's four of us.
No. Once again, she didn't say better. She said dumber. And that in itself is a massive compliment. Thank you so much to your wife. Okay. Billy's going to take and read a comment. I'm going to focus the camera on him and Ryan because I clearly didn't click my buttons either. Billy?
This person figured out how to get their comments read.
Okay.
This is from Josh Linz. Evening. First live show comment. Tim and Terrence, will you have the opportunity to try either Opus or Padrone? There we go. Oof. Version of the collab box celebrating their fathers. P.S. Billy's a stud. Boom. That's how you get your comment read.
Usually you put that at the beginning of the comment, though.
Yeah, you had to read that. You had to read all of that before.
I'm a fast reader. I can't read out loud, but I can read in my head.
That makes sense. Okay.
So I haven't had a chance to try it yet, and I don't like. There are some cigars that if they're super limited and super hard to get, I'm just
expensive.
Like, yeah, I just am like, I won't. I'm not even gonna like try. Like, and I think this is probably. I don't know how to define this, but this is not the right attitude to have. If it's literally any effort for me to get a hold of a cigar, I'm like, all right, that's fine. I have lots and lots of cigars I can smoke. I'm going to be okay. Of course, I would be interested to try it. If somebody walked in with one and handed it to me, I would be profoundly like, wow, this is an amazing get. But I know that cigar is out. Yeah, they're doing a collab now. And I think that probably people will be tripping over each other to get it, which is something that, by the way, for me about cigars, I think there's a collectability to cigars people really like. And I think that's a good thing. But at the same time, it gets to the point of like that one toy that comes out every Christmas that every kid's got to have. And so parents mob each other at a Walmart and they have to call 911 and somebody legitimately doesn't make it. Like, that's a little much for me. And some of these cigars are that way. People are just like, it's so much like that. If I found a really, really good cigar, I'd prefer that there be tens of thousands of them in production and they're sort of readily available to the people that get them, or at least the first people that get them.
Yeah.
Anyway, Terrence, what do you think about that?
I'm not a big fan. I would love to try one. I would love to smoke one and just have one to collect. As you guys know, I'm starting to become more of a collector rather than a smoker myself, unfortunately. Seeing myself become the thing I never wanted to be. But
that crotchety old collector.
Yeah, you guys don't know what I have.
Terrence is going to end up like that guy from Guardians of the Galaxy that's in that giant skull head in the collector.
Yeah,
he's the collector. Yeah. He's going to have cigars and cigar rollers and boxes in his house and like people and dogs and stuff. It's going to be weird.
People in clear glass cases that are rolling cigars just for
perpetually rolling the same cigar. All right. Sorry, Terrence.
No, it's all good. I'd give somebody a home, get them over here with their open borders and whatnot. It's just something that I can't necessarily justify. And I talk about this quite a bit when there's something that's so high of a price point and if I get my hands on it, I then make it a special occasion, but I don't have enough special occasions or an occasion special enough to smoke something that expensive.
Well, that actually brings up a great point, and we're going to talk about that in just a second, Terrence. But first, I need to tell you guys about the you ain't never had a blend like me, because there are so many good blends coming out. I want to tell you guys, you can learn more about the blends we're going to be talking about during this episode on the community, on Cigars Daily Plus, not one to miss. Same place to learn about pineapple stickers. I put everything in here, not just the Dunbarton stuff, because the Wagashi, that cigar has come out. Umbagog, the Bronzeback, the Stillwell Star Y22, that stuff is all out. But now, in addition, just this week, probably one of my most anticipated cigars of the year that I've been waiting for, and I actually scored one for the episode today, that is the brand new Foundation Wiseman, which I can tell you guys, they changed the name from El Huehuense, which was very difficult for English speakers to say, to the Wiseman. They changed the brand, they changed the packaging, they changed the factory. And my father's now producing this cigar with Garcia Family Leaf. And the thing is just rip roaring awesome, especially the Corojo, by the way. Or is it a Corojo? Is it a Habano? I don't care. It's a Corojo. The lighter colored one next to me. I have been smoking those predominantly. It's a great medium bodied cigar that just absolutely rushes with flavor. Okay. That being said, go learn about those on the community on Cigars Daily Plus, where we'll be going for the after party in a little bit. But then we got to do a segment that we do every week here on this show called the Cigars Daily Nation Pick of the Week. Keep posting your cigar comments and questions down below, because I'm going to come right on back to them. This one's from the Cigars Daily Nation Facebook group, because it is every week. And this literally stopped me dead in my tracks from scrolling. Have a look. This is what Terrence just mentioned. Edward D. says, prioritizing my quality of life and giving myself more special occasions. So he's got a picture of his humidor here. This appears to be the New Air 2000 count Rolls Royce Cadillac of humidors. Mm-hmm. The thing does everything except tell you how much water it's holding, apparently. So no gauge for how much water you've put into it or how much water it holds. As far as I can tell, you just fill it with water until it starts leaking out the bottom. I don't know. Maybe there's something I'm missing there. And if you own one of these, you could probably put it in the comments. I'm not doing a very good job for New Air right now. But it's filled to the brim with Padron 26 and 64, Plasencia, Alma Fuerte, Liga Privadas, number 9, 10th anniversaries. On the top row, I can see Arturo Fuente, Don Carlos, what looks to be some Opus X. Some Lost Cities up in that. There's a couple of EPCs. And then Nucky says, Jesus, that's quite a collection. That's a weird thing for you to tell Jesus, but you're right. Yes.
He's praying that he gets a collection like this sometime.
I would love a collection like this. This is great. But the point of it is you have to create special occasions to enjoy, especially these cigars. I mean, just this picture here alone, there's several thousand dollars worth of cigars. Shane Hotling. I went broke just looking at this picture. Yeah, it's obscene the amount of cigars there, but he's finding more special occasions to smoke. So here's what I'd love to hear in the comments. Billy is starring your questions. come up, give me in the comments a special occasion, make one up from today that would cause you to break out something extra special and light it up. Just come up with a special, could be the most anything in the world, but it is your special occasion. It is your reason today. I will give you mine first. Earlier today, I was doing a live show where nobody could hear what I was saying. And all I had to do was walk around the studio to Terrence's computer and open a dialogue box and click a button. And suddenly the audio was miraculously fixed. And I feel like that was a huge win for me. And I have another thing to rip on Terrence for. But I was like, that's great.
Yay.
First is the mini lick. And now it's this. And then it was the root beer.
I lick. All right. All right. Billy, are you scrolling other comments or do you want to grab these?
You're wanting me to grab the ones that
these are the special occasion. Yep. What's your special occasion from today? We all need more special occasions in our life because God knows that all of us have enough BS going on. Nick Parcells, I think that's the correct pronunciation, didn't get fired today.
That's a win.
Anybody else celebrating that? I am.
I think I am.
So far.
God, if you got fired for not checking a dialogue box, that would suck. Yeah. Why'd you lose your job?
It was one box. I didn't check it.
Hans Gruber's in the house. Yeah, okay. Woke up on this side of the grass.
Did you? Because I've seen that.
I've seen that movie, and I'm pretty sure that there's a Christmas tradition surrounding your death.
Christmas tradition.
That's every year they have the Hans Gruber like calendars where Hans Gruber falls off the tower.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
Every day when my partner Jim gets here, he's 77 years old. Okay. He comes in. I'm like, Hey dad, good to see you. How you doing? He's my father-in-law. And he's like, well, I woke up. And I'm like, all right, that's pretty good. At a certain age, I think that's sort of like,
yeah, it's a big deal.
Because when you wake up, it also comes with some other things like pain and anguishing and suffering and lavishing at your body, just being an old body. All right. Shane says, getting accepted to the police academy.
Wow. Are you the guy doing the noises or?
I think that might be me.
Nice, dude. A sound effects job. I like it. And that's a huge deal. Congratulations. We have had, and you guys can vouch for me, especially Terrence and Ryan. We've had several people come through here who have tried to get into the police academy.
Yeah, apparently it's not that easy.
And it's not that easy. Yeah. Like, you got to know somebody to get in Phoenix, which is weird because the cops here don't really seem to do anything. The way I drive, I don't get pulled over.
Oh, must be nice.
There's not enough of them anymore to do simple little things, pulling over people for speeding.
Yeah, there's not enough. Do you get pulled over often in your little egg that you drive?
Yeah, no, I always match a description. So, yeah. And that usually I'm telling a joke right there. That is true facts. The three times
they tell you that?
Yeah, they're like, there's a description of a silver car with this.
A Carlton lookalike driving around.
They're like, yeah, it was driven by a black guy. They stole some TVs. I'm like, well, you can look around. There's no other black people in here besides me. And they're like, all right, you're good to go. And I'm like,
how many TVs do you think you could fit in your car, dude?
Three.
You think you really fit three TVs in there?
As long as they're like 32 inches, yeah.
I would literally see how many TVs we could load into your car, but I'm worried you would get arrested.
All right. Exactly. Exactly. This is why I don't go with you to get American.
Here's
Viking.
Eight brand new TVs and boxes. Let's have them sticking out of the back of your head.
Well, I'm like,
I'll drive around town. This will work out well.
Well, sure. Terrence, you were right. We could get three TVs in here. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Oh, you have a receipt for those, sir?
You guys are going to help me load it. I'm going to get in my car, and then the cops are just going to pull up right as soon as you guys go inside. And I'm like, son of a butt. Like,
hold on. I'm taking this one. Zach Fox has tested positive for chlamydia, so I'm smoking up a drone 64 Maduro.
All right.
What, who gave you chlamydia that a Padron 64 Maduro is the right cigar for that? What comment, Billy?
Celebrating it.
You had a comment up, and I feel really bad that I didn't read it. Scott Waltz says, I'm a judge, and I didn't have to put anyone in prison today.
Well,
that's
done,
because
Scott.
Terrence didn't have any TVs in his car. All right. I'm going too hard on that one.
Yay.
Let's see. Keep going. Wow. AZ Bourne's like, wow.
Wait. That's a better comment.
Not a Padron 69? I got to tell you guys this, because this happens when I do this on the show. Whenever we do it on the show, it's always 69. I get so excited about saying it. And when we did inventory over the weekend, it was such a special, momentous occasion for me. Anytime we had exactly 69 of a cigar, because I read it, Ryan and I write down the numbers of cigars on the shelf. We read them off to Terrence, and he checks. There's two sets of eyes. And so whenever I got, we had 69 of us, the guy, 69, Terrence.
Yes, we're all still children.
Zach Fox, felt bad for myself, so I decided to smoke my first Padron.
That's fair.
I get it. That's fair.
We all been there.
And by the way, congratulations. So we're all very excited for you. Giggity from Eric Metzer. God, this episode has gone so far off the rails. I don't even know what to do.
On a crazy train. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some cigar-related questions.
Thank God. All right. Let's jump back on the cigar thing. I asked you guys for daily special occasions. And who was it? Fox guy?
69.
Zach Fox.
Zach Fox. You took us somewhere we've never been before on this show. All right, don't scratch. Spreads it. What's the cigar comments?
All right, we got a few.
This one is from Big T Smokes. How do I fill my humidor?
How full do I fill
my humidor? Oh, how full do I? Thank you, Billy. Do I leave room or pack it full? This is actually a good question. I don't think we've ever had before on this show. You got a humidor in your house. Maybe you've got a little wooden desktop humidor or a mid-sized, refrigerated humidor or a cabinet tower humidor like the one over my shoulder. Regardless of the size of your humidor, you do not want to overfill it. Mm-hmm. If you fill it to about 75%, like maximum capacity, then I would consider yourself being full. What you want to consider is airflow in your humidor. The air's got to move around and touch the cigars and make sure that the humidity gets to them. It's really quite an intimate process that goes on inside of there. So yes, I would say make sure that you have a little bit of rotational space for air. And this is a big deal. If you're filling it more full, be rotating your cigars maybe a little more. A discerning cigar aficionado is going to rotate his cigars every 2 or 3 months. And that's a pretty good time to open your humidor, take the cigars out. The bottom shelf cigars go to the top. Top shelf cigars go to the bottom. Maybe your outside cigars go to the middle. But you're going to kind of rotate the cigars through. Coincidentally, this is the same thing that they do in a cigar factory when they're fermenting the leaf before it is rolled into a cigar. They take the leaves in a hand of tobacco. It's like a big, like, I think they're about a pound. And they take it in the hand and they stack them into massive stacks that are about the size of like a
Terrence's car.
Terrence's car. They're actually bigger than Terrence's car. I'm not going to lie. Oh. They're the size of a small truck, okay? Like a Chevy S10 or something like that. And then what they'll do is they'll take those. They naturally heat up. They heat up to like 120 degrees with no additives, nothing else. They just naturally get hot. But over time, they'll take those and they'll unstack them and restack them in such a way that they turn them upside down and inside out. They literally rotate the tobacco to make sure that everything gets evenly fermented. So if you're aging, the principle is a little bit different than fermenting, but for sure, the act of actually rotating your cigars is a good thing to do. My strategy is to let this humidor get so messy that Billy just comes in and when he organizes it, it naturally rotates
everything for you.
Yeah, it's like a 6-month process.
It is getting to that point, but we've both been extremely busy. So
but it also works out because I'm like, oh no, there's not enough room. I'll have to take.
There's none. I gotta take this one's cracked, and this one doesn't look very good.
None of those have cracks in it. They're micro.
You wouldn't see. Your eyes aren't that great.
When that happens, Billy walks out of here usually with a box of cigars. So,
yeah.
All right, we got some more cigar questions.
I love it.
Please.
This next question is coming from Sam Larve. Make video on how store cigars for people that live in cold places. Well, I know nothing about cold places.
We live in Phoenix. The opposite of every cold place.
Okay, I can do that. But it's like getting warm. This isn't the time of the year to do that for me. So coming into the fall will almost definitely be the time to do that.
Yeah, remind us again then.
But if you're storing cigars and you're in a cold place, the first thing you need to know, and I'll tell this now, especially if where you live, it's still cold, you want to take all your cigars and go to Arizona. And like that solves half your problems up front.
Easily.
All right, keep going.
Do you see the comment from The Wrench?
Uh-oh. I do.
Does she not know?
The rules?
Uh-oh. She has a wrench by her name.
She has a wrench by her name, and she's literally saying the word that shall not be said.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I almost typed it in a comment today myself. So
but you don't have a wrench by your name.
I don't have a wrench by my name. What the hell? I own the channel. Your channel.
How do I get a wrench by my name?
I don't know.
The wrench.
All right, let's keep cruising. Give me another one. Nathan Kerr. What's worse to have in the humidor? High temperatures or high humidity? If you guys had to pick one, you're going to go home tonight and your humidor is either going to be overheated or overhumidified. Which one are you picking? And go.
Overheated all day long because I live in Arizona and the second I take it outside, it's overheated.
Okay.
I would agree. I'd rather have a hot cigar that's just going to get hotter rather than a humid cigar, overhumidified cigar, and I'm smoking fog.
Ryan?
Or not smoking because it's too humidified. Yeah, same.
It does. Yeah, based on your guys' arguments, I can't disagree with any of you. High humidity to me kills so much about a cigar. I've smoked hot cigars before. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when cigars arrive at the HQ in the summer, they are quite hot.
Yes.
They're physically warm. Now, mm-hmm. the humidity in them is typically pretty damn good. I mean, the cigar makers, they do a great job of packing cigars in such a way that when they show up, they're pretty much ready to go. And I know that because I routinely take cigars out of the box on the table before Ryan has counted them. Sometimes when he's counting, he'll be like, I'm missing a whole box of cigars and they're on my desk in my office. And when I say sometimes, I mean at least once a week.
Once a week, at least, yeah.
So, yeah, I'd rather smoke a hot cigar than an overhumidified cigar any day of the week. Absolutely. All right. We got to keep cruising with the episode. I want to take you guys through some you've never had a blend like me cigars. And so you guys can post what is the new cigar that you've come out with or that's come out this year that you couldn't be more excited to get your hands on, that you're super thrilled about, whether it's overhyped or not. And I'm going to show you some of the ones here that we've been excited about. And of course, you can learn more about these cigars on the community, on Cigars Daily Plus. And by the way, I recommend that you do. It's a very special episode tonight. I myself am smoking. I don't think I made a graphic for this, Terrence.
You did not.
I'm smoking Viva La Vida, which if you put that slider back up, Viva La Vida is this cigar right here. This one right here. It's the third one in. This is made by AJ Fernandez. Via Artesano del
Tobacco.
Artesano. Yeah. Artesano. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Artesano del Tobacco. Del Tobacco. Yeah.
Billy is my buddy over there. Tobacco Artesano. Arts. Thank you. great cigar. And they're the same guys that made El Pulpo, which is on the top 25 list this year. But Viva La Vida is their original. And it's just a great, very bold cigar that I love sinking my teeth into. I've smoked a few of these. Yep. By the way, inventory is now off. But I don't assume you adjusted the inventory for any of these cigars we're smoking tonight. Am I right about that? Not yet. Okay.
I usually do it on a Tuesday morning. I remember.
Oh, okay. Good. All right. What else are we smoking? What's going on in the studio? Because there's a lot of blends.
Here you go, Billy.
I've got the Wagashi.
Wagashi! What do you think about it so far? You said something about the cap earlier, but how are you feeling about the flavors?
It's not the sweet cap.
No, technically it is not.
It's not, but...
That's fair. And then I am lighting into a bronze back right now. I'm going to cover myself up. And honestly, I kind of need more of these in my humidor.
They're amazing.
Dude,
they're pretty damn solid.
I have a 10-pack of bronze backs on my desk, and I probably have three of them left. That's a great cigar.
Yes.
Especially for the price. I mean, you don't ever say that about Steve Saka's cigar. Like, it's good for the price. Like, for the price, that's a great cigar.
Yes.
Like, typically, his cigars are $13 to $17. Like, they're not cheap.
Yeah.
Very, very good cigar. And I will say this. I want to say this about the Wagashi. Can you throw the Wagashi back up?
Wagashi.
Last week's episode was called 13 Things I Hate About Cigar Dojo. And so I shared it with Eric Gutterson. I actually shared it with him before I did the episode. I was like, just a heads up, I'm doing this tonight because Eric and I we get along really well. And then we talked about I'm going to be doing Smoke Night Live this week on Friday. I'm going to do wonderful. An episode of their show. And he shared out the episode. It was the thumbnail that said 13 Things I Hate About Cigars Dojo, which if you watched the show last week, all 13 things are in this box. I hate the cigar because whatever Cigar Dojo does, the cigar is so good. But immediately there were at least a few people in the comments who did what we all do with headlines or titles. They read the title and went after Cigars Daily. Like like personally attacking Eric and Cigar Dojo.
Oh,
they're like, what the hell is wrong with Cigars Daily that they would even do that to you? Mar, 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 mar.
Yeah, unfortunately that happens a lot with Satire.
That does happen a lot. Yeah, it does happen a lot with Satire.
I found out just today that there is a Cigar Dojo cigar called the Ninja Ragua.
and I am on the hunt. I am on the hunt. It's such a great name. That is such a great name.
We got to try to find
it. And if anybody cares, I'm smoking the Perdomo 30th.
Yeah, Ryan, you're smoking the Perdomo 30th.
Yeah, I got the sun grown and I'm starting to get into the second, third year. The flavors are starting to ramp up and it's just a really good, smooth cigar.
Dude, I'm not going to lie.
That 15 year aged tobacco is awesome.
The 30th sun grown might be, and this is never the case with me, my favorite of the sun of the 30th line.
Yeah.
Like the flavor in that one is so good. And I usually like the Maduro and Nick Perdomo's cigars the best, but that one's really good. I'm glad
actually,
you're enjoying
it. In the double age 12 year vintage and the 30th anniversary, I really enjoy the sun grown more than everything else in the three wrappers. So I think the sun growns are kind of just hidden for me right now.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I want to keep taking comments from everybody watching at home. What do we talk about? We just talked about the Perdomo 30th anniversary, mm-hmm. which we've now got in the humidor here. We're super proud of that. Also, the Perdomo Vintage 12 year, that's here. Of course, all of Dunbarton's new stuff is all around now. And the one that I'm going to be smoking in a minute is my father's brand new Wise Man and the Wise Man Maduro. Again, learn more about these cigars on the community on Cigars Daily Plus. Don't miss out this week.
What are you smoking right now?
Right now, I'm smoking Viva La Vida,
which is going to be right over.
Dead Ends says, I would never smoke the cigar that Tim is smoking because the meaning is against God and I wouldn't promote it. Viva La Vida, live your life. I don't know anything about the meaning of the cigar, but when I met Billy at the trade show, I did not take him for a Satanist, so I do not know what you're talking about. How is that the case? Is this, and I dead ends, is this the same as like Monster Energy Drinks logo is the Antichrist thing? Are we,
oh yeah, the three
is there
sixes.
Something in this logo? Because it's a jester and a pretty good looking jester. I don't know if the jester's a guy or a girl, but I think it's like a
20 bucks seven. Is 20 bucks.
I would love to hear more about that. You probably even email us. If there's something crazy about that, that'd be good. If you tell me that there's something, it's about the dethroning of Christ. Oh, okay. I did not know that. And I'll have to call Billy and ask him about that now and be like, you trying to dethrone my Lord on my live episode? Damn you, Billy. Now, if you can work in how El Pulpo does the same thing, I'm going to be impressed.
So you mean to tell me that octopi are Roman?
Not anymore. All right. Let's keep getting comments.
You said
pie. Now I feel bad. Like, Lord, I'm sorry.
And you're out of heaven.
And you're out of heaven. Canceled from heaven. Hey, I got a great joke about heaven.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to do it. I won't do it. I do have a great joke about heaven. I'll tell you guys during the after party. It's a great after party joke. All right. I'm going to take one, Billy, and then we're going to throw another one up. Daniel Leslie, who's been commenting like a fiend.
Wait. Hold up. I had another one I wanted you to read of his.
Oh, Tam, off topic. In your opinion, what offers better value, cigars or pipe tobacco?
Why is he yelling?
Why are we all yelling right now? I think Daniel wanted us to see his comment. And he noticed that all these other lower class commenters are just using regular lowercase letters
and punctuation
and grammar. And he thought, if I just fire off all caps, they're going to see that. And you know what? We did.
It worked.
We read it. We also shouted your comment.
Broken caps lock is just stuck.
Caps lock is always like, where the hell did that caps lock go? I just had it here.
He's got it, everything.
God, we're really letting everybody have it tonight. Which
or,
I'm
it's,
like,
or it's stuck and won't go down because it's got root beer on it.
Yeah, yeah. Pipe tobacco versus cigar. So pipe tobacco, obviously you get more bang for your buck, but then you get less bang for your buck in the smoking experience where you're basically operating a piece of mechanical equipment to get the job done. I mean, you gotta pack it, you gotta tamp it, you smoke it. The smoking is great. Like every time someone brings a pipe in, there was a good guy who brought his pipes into HabanoCon. And we had HabanoCon, which will be coming again in November, by the way. And he comes in and shows me all his pipes, and he let me smell his pipe tobacco. It was so good. Like, I love smoking it. What's that?
The cupcake one?
Yeah, yeah. The cupcake.
Smell the cupcake. Oh,
so
man.
As far as value dollar for dollar, you get way more pipe tobacco for the same money that you're going to get a cigar. And smoking a pipe is an experience. It just, there's a lot of parts of the pipe smoking experience I don't prefer. When it comes to the experience of smoking a cigar, I prefer that experience. I cut it, I light it. Maybe I got to touch up the wrapper as I go through, but the damn thing's pretty simple. And I like the features of the blend with a cigar. Although I will admit, with pipes, there's an ocean of different varieties and like things that you can taste.
Can I be honest with you?
I wish that you would.
I prefer pipe tobacco over cigar tobacco. Hmm. And this is where Terrence throws up.
Blech.
Bile. Zillow Star. Get the best of both worlds. The ease of a cigar with the benefits of...
What a pitch. What a pitch. It trailed off there a little bit at the end, but I was a big fan of the way that you did that.
Good Thank segue, you. Billy.
When you said this is where Terrence throws up, I thought you meant this is where Terrence gets grossed out and vomits in the trash.
Terrence has a couple pipes.
I do have a couple pipes, and one's ruined because I only smoke cigars out of it, and the other one I have specifically for pipe tobacco.
All right. There we go. There's the pipe stuff. There's the cigars and pipe stuff. There we go. Hold on. Captain Lone Star says, at a wedding, Jesus once turned joints into a cigar. People were not impressed.
Okay. They're like, oh, come on.
Come on. We was going to have fun with the jazz cabbage, Jesus.
All right. Let's see. Keep going. I want to take more cigar comments and questions. Go ahead and throw them up. Give me the next one. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. Eric Metzger. But wait, there's more. Billy is channeling Billy Myers.
Mays.
Yes. But wait, there's more.
Rest in peace, Billy Mays, by the way.
The Black Cavendish leaf in this cigar is going to ignite your palate with a wonder, with a sensation.
Yeah, you get a whole pound for $19.99.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? That cigar, not affordable. Not in the daily smoke for most people price range. I forget what I'm gonna have to go check now.
I think it's about 16 or 17 bucks a stick for Stillwell.
Yeah, but it's also from that guy who's like a pipe legend. It's $15.95.
Oh, there we go.
It's from that guy. He's like a pipe legend. Saka blends all the Stillwell stars, and I forget the guy's name. I feel just terrible about it. But yeah, all of this stuff is like the top tier pipe tobacco. And the fact that he blended one that tastes like Christmas feels like a solid win.
Holidays, because they caught me on in episode 326. You said that it was. Are we even on? What episode are we on?
319.
319. We're in the future.
In the future.
Tim, we have an important question. So I need your most important voice.
Okay. Rockin' Rods, important question. How to hold a cigar in your mouth and not inhale the smoke off the foot through your nose and immediately start sniffing and coughing. Yeah. Here's what I would say. This is something that I try not to do as much as I can. For me, holding a cigar in my mouth while I'm doing other stuff, getting the smoke in my nostrils, breathing it back in, that's not as much of a problem. That's a pretty easy solve. It's a combination of drawing. As you draw, you breathe in through your nose, and then you breathe out while you're blowing out the smoke. That will keep you from breathing it in. But there isn't much you can do to stop the smoke from getting in your eyes.
Yep.
And if you're me, to stop large rolling drops of slobbery drool from drizzling down the side of the cigar the second you look down. It's just like my floodgate comes out of my mouth. I just look down. It's just like, wah. It's like I got my mouth numbed when I went to the doctor, and I'm just like, wah.
That was one of the best cigar masters of the universe when you and John
Simons,
thank you. You had to build the Lego set?
Oh yeah, dude. I was
cigar in your
drooling
mouth.
Fiercely.
There was so much tears and drool on your table afterwards that it was disgusting.
Yeah,
I'll walk around like this quite a bit. Okay. Now I got a cigar in my mouth. And if I'm walking around like this, then yeah, I can do it. But I've been smoking cigars for almost 20 years. It's not something I do. If I'm doing stuff, I try to set my cigar down. It is something you can try to master. And we've all seen the old guy who has a cigar in his mouth all the time, no matter what he's doing. And he just seems effortless. That's because his eyes don't have pain capillaries anymore. He's that old. So it's like probably mostly
and
blind.
It's always like a 70 ring gauge.
Yeah. Too. His mouth doesn't salivate anymore. You got to give the guy a break. For him, it's a lot easier than it is for us. Our bodies function correctly. All right. Keep going, Billy. I need some more amazing comments from people. Chris Sosa. Put your tongue on it and stop the airflow.
I don't know if that works.
I don't think that works the way you think it works.
I'm trying it right now.
I don't think we're going to do that.
Actually,
It's like a quick smoke.
There's still smoke coming out of the end of the cigar. I don't know. If it works for Chris Sosa, it should work for most of us. Chris knows the cigar stuff. He's been around a long time doing this stuff. John G. Hey, Tim. What are fake Cubans made out of? All right. I need your guys' permission right now to do some speculating. Truth be told, I've heard a lot of things about fake Cubans. And when it comes to fake Cuban cigars, a couple of things you got to know up front. The first one is massively huge industry. I honestly wonder if the market for fake Cuban cigars is not somehow comparable to the size of the market for actual Cuban cigars. And Cuban cigars, even where Cubans are legal, are really hard to get right now. But the leaf that goes into them, you got to understand, everybody who's growing grows different grades of leaf. And so the top grades of leaf, and Eric Espinosa explained this on my channel just a couple weeks ago in a video I did with him called like Masterclass of Cigar Making with Eric Espinosa or something like that. Masterclass in the title. And he says this, when you go out and you buy tobacco, you go to these huge growers and you buy, well, when you buy really good tobacco, you also have to buy the cheap stuff. Okay. The stuff that they call rags.
Yep.
It's like rag tobacco. It's not as good. It's a lower grade. And my assumption is that a lot of cigars get made like that. Now, a lot of cigar companies will make their own premium lines. And I'm not talking about like necessarily the brands that I work with, because there's a lot of cigar factories out there. And I pretty much know how these guys operate. There are plenty of factories out there that just roll tons and tons and tons of cigars and probably have somebody that comes and buys them and then either puts fake Cuban bands on them or puts them in those stupid glass top boxes. They may have Dominican tobacco in them. They may have ragweed Nicaraguan tobacco in them. I don't know, but certainly it's low tier, low grade tobacco, very, very cheaply made cigars, because what these guys are doing is fundamentally buying cigars ultra cheap and then charging people who don't know any better a lot of money. Now, there are certain parts of the fake Cuban market where you can get a cigar that you can't really tell. And I've heard this, and I've said this before on the channel. There's a dude who's supposedly in like Amsterdam or something like that, who buys a bunch of cigars from Habanos SA. He's like an authorized dealer or something like that. And he takes the box of Cuban, real Cuban cigars with the real packaging on it and the real bands on the cigars. He takes 25 cigars out of the box. He puts 5 cigars back in, and then he takes the bands off the Cuban cigar and puts them on a Dominican cigar of the same size and shape. Puts them back in the box and sells them to Americans who think that they're getting real Cuban cigars. They're really getting whatever it is, 80% fake Cubans, even though the packaging is really real. And like, there's stuff you can do. So a lot of these boxes, if they come unsealed or something like that, that all of that to say, I don't know where they come from. I imagine there's a number of places that they come from. And there is even a different level of quality of Cuban fake Cuban cigars that get made out there. But there's for sure a ton of them made. They're always down by the border. The number one place you can get fake Cubans, I've heard, is in Cuba. And certainly you can find them all over the United States. There's just ridiculous amount. There's always a story about some cigar shop that's like, hey, man, I'm going to sell Cubans under the table.
We got them in the back.
I always hear about guys, for whatever reason, who have cigar shops in California. Like, they're selling them under the table.
And people love to tell you they got the hookup. Oh, I know. No, I got the hookup. I know where to get real
Cubans. He gets the real ones because his cousin, Vinny, goes to Cuba and gets them there. Oh, okay. Cool. So you've been told. Anyway, that's enough about fake Cubans. Billy, what is the next one? God, this episode has gone so fast. All right, what's the next comment?
I mean, the first 8 minutes was technical difficulties.
That's true. Yeah. I appreciate you bringing that up, Terrence. I had forgotten about that, and now I'll cherish that.
I'm going to steal your show for a little bit, so just go do what you got
to
do.
Yeah, I'm just going to smoke the cigar and listen to you.
This is from Cal Urba. Well, hell, Billy is a sud. Thank you, Cal. What is Billy's favorite chicken breed?
Okay, all right. What? How long are we going to do this? How long are we talking about chicken breeds?
He asks this like every show for the past month. So I'm just
how many different breeds of chicken are there?
A lot. There's a lot of chicken, different breeds.
Really?
Yeah. Haven't you been to the state fair in the livestock section? They got all kinds of different.
There's hundreds of
them. I intentionally don't go to places where I can get the avian flu just like that. And the chicken section of the state fair sounds like the best place to go to get that.
No, those are like the model chickens, right? They got all the feathers.
Those chickens are like, they're cleaner than you and I. they're not testing positive for what did
chlamydia?
Chlamydia free chickens.
Yeah. Wow, they got more than our guy. Okay,
yeah,
I hear it. Billy's farm away from them. Sorry if you chlamydia. Take your chickens to the state fair. How many different breeds are there?
Hundreds.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
All right, what's your favorite breed? Let's do
my favorite breed is the Isa Browns. They do well in cold and heat, and they produce an egg. Well, they produce 6 eggs a week. So they get one day off.
And what humidity do you keep them at?
All right. Arizona.
Arizona. What? Keep going. Give me another comment. Chicken question for chicks? Billy. Listen, if you guys really want to do something, I want you to lambast Billy for the fact that he said to me that he was going to start a chicken farmer YouTube channel. And he hasn't done it yet.
It's been like a year.
And I sat down and I gave him the whole shebang. Here's how you do a YouTube video. Like
the inside.
I gave you the inside. I offered to come over and help you and like do editing with you, and you just haven't done it. So
it's true.
You're still gathering content, Billy. This first show is going to be great then, right? You've been working on it a year.
Amazing.
Make sure you have Terrence do all the production for it. All right. What's the next?
Big T Smokes. How much should I spend on a cigar in a lounge and not feel like a cheap ass?
$20.
Can I answer this one, Tim?
Please, Terrence, go ahead.
So, there's a thing that I say about weekly on this show, and it's live your life, man. If there are cigars in there that you don't believe that you can afford or you don't think are going to be worth the money, don't get them. Don't. If you enjoy a $5, $3, $4, $6 cigar and you want to enjoy the lounge, then do it. Just live your life, enjoy the cigar that you can, because sitting there and having somebody else's perception of you ruin what you are as a person is not worth validating for them. So just smoke the cigars that you enjoy and get whatever you like, and then don't worry about whatever anybody else says. Yeah. You might even put people on game. They're like, oh, what are you smoking? Oh, an El Rey del Mundo? I might give that a try because I've walked past it all the time. So I don't always sit there and judge people for what they're smoking or how expensive it is, because it's always about the character of the person, not necessarily how much money they're spending on cigars.
Okay. That's a very great and very philosophical answer. Here's what I'm going to tell you from the perspective of the cigar industry guy. And there is a saying in the cigar industry. I've said it before. I've said it to other cigar people. And that's this: cigar lounges do not make money. And any good cigar retailer will understand this. When you open a cigar lounge, here's what you're fundamentally doing: providing an air-conditioned place for people to come in and sit for an hour and a half. They're buying typically one cigar, maybe two if they're ambitious. And what they're going to do is they're going to use your Wi-Fi. They're going to watch your TV. They're going to sit in your chair. They're going to use your air conditioning. And whoever you're paying to sit behind the cash register, they're probably going to talk to that person for at least a half an hour. So the price of a cigar you'd have to sell to make money off that is really high. So what I would say is this: go in and buy the cigar that you want to buy. The other reason we know lounges don't make money is because when you open a cigar lounge, and some of you are interested in opening cigar lounges, this is what will happen. In my time in cigars, I've had my hands in running 8 or 9 different cigar shops and lounges. The people who come in and frequent your lounge are going to be the kind of guys who are daily smokers, and so they smoke daily priced cigars. Some of them smoke $2 factory smokes or a $4 Flor de Oliva or a $3 Rico Barato, but they smoke that cigar every day. Some of them will come in and buy a $6 or $8 or $10 cigar. But at the end of the day, if you run a cigar lounge and you're not doing it because you love this, you shouldn't be doing it. Like, that's the honest to God truth. Lounges are filled every single day, for the most part, not always, for the most part, with guys that just smoke cheap cigars and like their cheap cigars and sit around and BS with each other. So when you go in, do exactly what Terrence said. Live your life. Only smoke the cigar that you want to smoke, regardless of what other people say, what other people think, or what it sort of seems like the cigar shop needs. Like, I wouldn't make any prerequisite on my smoking selection in a cigar shop other than what I want to smoke that day. And if you buy it from that shop and you want to buy a cup of coffee while you're there, then yeah, great. Do that too. You know, then if there's a tip box up front, we've gone just absolutely crazy wild with tipping in our culture, by the way. It's too much. But if there's a tip thing you want to drop a few bucks in or throw a few cigars for the soldier thing they got at the till, do that.
That's all oddly specific, but okay.
That's oddly specific. All right, Billy, what do we got? Clayton Sumner. Short filler versus long filler. What's the difference? Why is short filler cheaper? All right, Clayton, here we go. There's a few ways to make a cigar. And just like there's a few ways to make a hamburger. At your house, you can get a pound of really good ground chuck. And you can make yourself a nice hamburger out of that. Or you can go to McDonald's and you can get something that was pooped out of a machine. Cigars, kind of similar. Like I was talking about before, there's higher grade leaf and there's lower grade leaf. And like Eric Espinosa said, when cigar makers go into these to buy all their leaf, if they don't grow their own, they end up having, they buy some of the leaf they want for their premium cigars. Like I'll use an Espinosa, like the Espinosa La Raña Reserva. It's a great cigar. Mm-hmm. But then you also have to buy some of the lower grade stuff. You can't just buy the premium stuff. So you got lower grade stuff. And then the same thing happens if you grow tobacco. If you grow your own leaf, you'll end up growing some high grade stuff and some stuff just won't quite make it. The runt of the litter, if you will. And so what you end up doing is having this low grade leaf. You got to do something with it. But also when you roll premium cigars, you end up with tons of trimmings. They're constantly filling out the bunch and tearing off little pieces of leaf and making the cigar just right, or using a rounded blade knife called a chaveta to carve off the edges of the leaf so they can make those wrapper leaves and binders nice and straight. So when they've got these trimmings left over, that's what you would refer to as short filler. So what they'll do is they'll typically take some of this lower grade leaf and they'll put out a binder, and they might even put one or two long filler leaves in there, and then they'll sprinkle, like you're making a big old doobie, okay, a giant doobie. They'll sprinkle some of that short filler in there and they'll roll that into a cigar. That's kind of what your short filler cigar is. They are cheaper because of the trimmings. They're not a specific blend and typically lower grade leaf. At the same time, they burn a little bit faster, but they do create this whole sphere of the cigar world where you've got cigars available between, like, sometimes under $2, between $2 and $5. Those are, these days.
Excuse me. There's a short filler that's under a dollar.
Is that short filler?
That's a cheroot.
Have we cut a cheroot open?
Yeah.
I just ordered more cheroots today, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the shortest short of fillers you can get. They like take the
they grind it up.
The clippings.
It looks like coffee ground.
Yeah. They put it in a meat grinder and they're like, nah, now it's good enough for a cheroot. Cheroot. All right. Well, give me another comment, Billy.
We've made Julie Floor mad. Uh-oh. She's yelling at us.
I do not want to make
all caps as well.
She's in all caps.
There's anyone I don't want to make mad, it's Julie Floor. Tam typing in all caps to get a mention. The next live event is in November. Do you know the specific dates? Traveling from afar, and it would be good to know the dates to plan. So I want to announce the dates, and I want to announce them way further in advance. If you guys don't know, HabanoCon just happened, and it went so damn well that we're going to do it again this year. I'm counting on doing it. It was a truckload of work for Terrence and Billy and Ryan and me.
Well,
Billy,
Terrence and Ryan, yes.
Yeah. So yeah,
I want to switch places with Billy. He gets to do what I did.
Yeah, can I walk around with a camera? Like, can I announce the raffles next time?
Oh, don't worry. This time I got stuff for Billy to do. Billy will be as busy as you guys. Don't worry. I figured that out. Early November. That's what I'm going to say. And I've got the date pegged down. I've even started reserving tents and tables and chairs and all that stuff. But now I got to do the arduous task of going through with the vendors and putting together, like, who's going to come for that. And I know who I want here for HabanoCon this year, but I've got to make sure that they're available, that they can be here and get their commitments, and then I'll be rolling out the date. So I plan on hopefully doing that in the next 2 or 3 weeks here, saying, hey, HabanoCon is coming. Tickets will then become available, and that's how we'll do that.
Any word on the name change yet? Have you thought of anything yet?
No, I got to go through last week's episode. There were so many good names.
Pineapple Fest still kind of rings.
Pineapple Fest kind of rings. It does have a ring to it. By the way, pineapple stickers now available out in the wild. You guys can learn more about these, of course, through tonight, through everything that's going on Cigars Daily Plus, especially during the after party. We're going to go over there in just a minute on Cigars Daily Plus, and we're going to continue this episode. But pineapple stickers are over there as well, along with "You Ain't Never Had a Blend Like Me." All the new cigars that have come out that, by the way, what cigar makers are putting out now is nothing short of majestic. From the Umbagog to Perdomo's, that's not exactly new. Umbagog Bronzeback to Perdomo's 12-year vintage, which is not brand new. It's just new to us. Including all of Dunbarton's new stuff. Absolutely sensational blends. And Terrence already showed them. But Foundation's brand new Wiseman and Wiseman Maduro. All right, I want to take one more question before we go to the after party. Okay, can we do that? Yeah, be very nice. I'm going to try to get into the after party. I just realized that I wasn't there. What do I do? How do I get to it? All right, Billy, can you read me this comment? Because I'm on
this
another.
This is from CoolMan6402. Hey, Tim, would it be harder to pick up tasting notes if I've been smoking other things other than cigars all day, or will not even matter?
Yeah, I mean, if you're high enough, you'll taste anything, I think.
I was told that in the alley once, too.
I think, I mean, presumably so. I would think probably, yeah. I mean, it's going to make it harder, especially if you're filling your palate with lots of other things. But also, just from my experience working with cigar makers, I worked with one cigar maker who tried to make like a CBD or almost a tea wax infused cigar. And he came to me, he's like, Tim, I made this cigar, but no matter what I do, it tastes like pine nuts and nothing else. Will you buy a bunch of them for way too much money? And I was like, actually, I'll buy zero of them for $0. And thank you for telling me up front that they're terrible. So, yeah, I mean, I would think so. But you know, if you are smoking other things, then maybe try it out. Smoke one while you haven't smoked anything else, and then do your other things, and then give the cigar a shot. See if it's, if you can't get the same flavor notes, or if you get a different set of flavor notes, or if the flavor notes are more like what happens in the original Mary Poppins. All of a sudden, a bunch of cartoon characters are there, and you're singing, you know, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Well done.
Okay. I literally bet my son he couldn't spell that the other day, and I won $5. All right, guys. We need to go over to the after party. Here's how this works. Cigars Daily Plus is a community that is free to sign up, and it's easy to do. It requires basically your name, a username, an email, and a password, and that's about it. You are in. But server space is limited, so the wheel might spin for a while when you go over there. We do this on our own, and we're not Tech Valley people. We're cigar people, and we're doing our best to provide the best service that we can. So I'm kind of underselling it right now. Mm. But it's also where you can go to learn more about You Ain't Never Had a Blend Like Me. Amazing cigars to produce incredible value right now. So learn more about those on the community on Cigars Daily Plus, and stay tuned for another amazing episode next week where I guarantee you the audio will work right at the beginning of the episode.
How about guess that humidor?
I'll do that at some point. Yes, I will. We all took pictures of our humidors. We'll do it. Okay. Thank you guys for watching. This is Tim and the crew. We're signing off. We'll see you on the after party, or we'll see you next Monday. Have a great week.
And live your lives.
And welcome to the after party. You are on Cigars Daily Plus. Congratulations. You're part of a select and elite few. We're glad to have you guys here. Same show is going to continue, but here's what I can tell you right now. You're going to get triple rewards points. That's
triple
above and beyond our daily low prices. So we have marked down, if you get 5-pack or boxes, you save money off the MSRP. Then you get points for every dollar you spend on cigarsdaily.com. But also, you're getting triple rewards points on everything tonight. So normally, it's like rewards points give you like 6% cash back on future orders. Tonight, it's 18%. Wow. And I'll just tell you this. Part of the reason for that is that some of these cigars are price protected from the cigar maker. Okay. So when they're discounted down below the maximum discount, and then you guys go buy them, and then you're super excited about that, and then you go into that manufacturer's Facebook group and you share a picture of the damn shopping cart where you got the deal, I get a phone call. I get a phone call from these guys, and they're like, what the fuck? So what I want to do is just tell you up front, extra rewards points are similar to a discount, but some of the brands that are in here, we can't discount lower than the prices they're currently at. That is just me shooting as straight as I can with all of you. All right, Billy, what do the comments say?
This is from RamsoJim444. Billy, what kind of chicken would you recommend for the hot, humid Houston area? I want a good meat/egg chicken. Well, I don't deal with humidity. Vices are good for it. And you're not really going to get a good meat/egg. They're either layer or they're broiler, and it's not going to work for you. So, yeah, you can't get both.
So just get three of each and call it a day.
There you go.
All right. I am. I'm going to grab this next comment real quick because I'm excited about this one. Shit, where did it go? Hold on. I just saw it. Where did it go?
Is it from Trey?
Okay. Quickening. Tim, tell us about the new Boxer Grails.
That's my next comment. I'm also interested in the new Boxer
Grails. Okay. So I'm pulling up the sales sheet from the manufacturer. Diesel Whiskey Row Founders Collection Mizunara.
Mizunara.
Mizunara. Mizunara.
Why has he got to have a hard name?
Everybody does. They're all names that no English speaker can pronounce. All right, I'll read you the sales pitch on it. Whiskey and cigars go hand in hand. With you in mind, Diesel wants to craft a blend that pairs with Rabbit Hole's best Mizunara bourbon. This cigar, much like the bourbon, is a celebration of the rare Japanese oak that made the bourbon itself so great. With the Connecticut broadleaf binder aged in Mizunara oak barrels, the filler tobaccos from Esteli and Jalapa, this blend is consistent. Lent consistency and complexity from a unique aging process that slowly refines the tobaccos. Cava, AJ, and I hope that hope you enjoy our latest creation. We think it pairs nicely with Rabbit Hole's fine spirits. But hell, it's a hell of a smoke on its own, too. Have a great week. We think you'll agree. Okay.
That's what Justin Andrews sounds like.
Wrapper leaf is Brazilian Matafina, which is what has me with a great big fat bonag about this thing.
I've never heard the word bonag in my life. And I'm
even for the after party, I just feel like saying a raging hard on just feels wrong, especially after the Viva La Vida is like antichrist now. Wrapper, Brazilian Matafina, binder, Connecticut broadleaf, filler, Habano from Esteli. Once again, Justin Andrews has done a great job with barrel aging. And for a long time, and he said this, AJ didn't want to do barrel aging. And he had to like, he had to talk him into it. Justin had to like talk AJ into it. And now like everything Diesel comes out with has a barrel aged binder in it. Right. And the barrels are now coming from all over the world. They're like the Rabbit Hole stuff from, you know, Rabbit Hole's distillery in the US and then now from Japan as well, apparently. So this is cool and exciting. I think they'll arrive tomorrow.
Oh, thank goodness.
But I have committed to myself to legitimately take a day off tomorrow. So you will probably see and hear about them on Wednesday. Because I've worked.
So inventory will stay right.
Inventory will stay right. I have worked every one of my days off for a few weeks at least. Five, 6 weeks. Usually. Yeah. I usually am here on
but
my
don't
day
you
off.
Own the business? Don't you only work like 15, 20 hours a week?
Yeah, something like that. 15, 20 hours a week, and then a few more hours here and there is like good. But I am so excited to try that cigar. We do have more Boxer Grail, by the way. Mm-hmm. And Boxer Grail is a part of the You've Never Had a Blend Like Me deal going on right now. So you do get triple reward points on that one. So nice. I would go get it.
We restocked. I got a box. I already have a box.
Do you really?
That's really good, man. I got a box of beef stick, box of Boxer Grill, and a box of El Rey. Just because if I could culminate 2023 into three cigars, that would be it.
Dude, the Boxer Grill feels like, to me, it feels like our best kept secret here at Cigars Daily.
Yes.
Because it's like any day of the week, it's a top five cigar for me.
Yep.
As long as we have them, I'll smoke them.
Yep.
And they're limited run, but they're still around.
Kind of.
Means not like, not enough other people know about them so that they run out right away, but enough people know about them so they made another one. So like, but I think that I think our rep for Diesel told me that we're like the number one seller of those in this territory of the United States.
Yep.
Or that we're like the only account that sold it, but we've sold like hundreds and hundreds of boxes of them. So when he came out with the Mizunara, he was like, yeah, dude, he's like, you're the only one I'm calling about this. How many hundreds of boxes do you want? 700. So pretty good. Jay Dilly Dilly, are you getting more of the Attic series? I know it was a limited run. Yes, I believe I will be getting more of the Attic series. I'm not 100% sure about that, but if I can, I will get it. Okay. Very good. Keep dropping your cigar comments and questions. Billy's going to read them off to me. Lots of good stuff going on. I hope you guys know, I'll say this here since I didn't say it on the main live. We're going to start throwing in the Fineapple stickers. If you want a Billy Chicky Sticky, request it. Say, I want both CD Live stickers. Request it when you place an order. But we will throw them in with the orders as long as you're ordering them tonight. You've got your own recipe for this now, right? So we don't give them all away in 1 week.
Correct.
Okay. So if you're ordering right now, as we're airing the episode, or within how long do people have to place an order and get a pineapple sticker?
Now through easily tomorrow, possibly tomorrow's Tuesday, possibly Wednesday.
Well, don't give them all away.
No, no.
But if you want one, request them. I want to have them for next week on Cigars Daily.
Yeah, if you specifically request them, we'll make sure you get one.
Okay. Request it in the notes on your order, and they will make sure they go in. The team is actually spectacularly good about that. So, all right. Russell Pintado. Yes, still here. Very good, Russell. All right.
Someone was asking if Russell was still in the chat.
Yes. Good, good.
Tim, this is from Dylan DeSalvo. What do you smoke when you burn the midnight oil?
Hmm, that's funny. We have
an asylum.
Oil. Ha. 867.
A lot of different stuff. I mean, I typically don't smoke the same blend twice, but needless to say, if I'm working late or working extra early or working on my day off, it's going to be like similar to when I have a bad day. But it's not a bad day. Like, but I'm smoking like whatever the fuck I want. Like, it's like I'll go in the humidor and just be like, what would hit my palate just perfectly right now? Still a lot of diesel vintage Maduro. God, I love that cigar. It's such a great cigar. Boxer Grail is popular when I have it. Saka's Sin Compromiso and that Umbagog Bronze Back. If it's the morning, for sure, the Wagashi. If I'm going AJ Fernandez, I'm going to probably rock a Diesel Esteli Puro or the Enclave Broadleaf. Both great. Or a Ramon Iones.
Yes.
Oh, Ramon, you're so good to me. What else am I chewing on? I have to go get my bag of cigar bands. It's over.
Probably like an Espinosa Sumatra for something early as well. Maybe Pegnataro as well is a good morning cigar.
Pegnataro is a great one for the morning. I love that cigar with a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes. Absolutely, yeah. There's tons of really good stuff.
S84s you've been going through quite a bit of as well.
Yeah, dude, I have been smoking a lot of that cigar. It's good. I mean, it's as good as it was in the Freestyle Live Pack, which is important because when you get samples, they're not always the same as the main release.
Exactly.
Yeah. Drew Estate does a good job of maintaining that consistency. Okay.
I haven't gotten any new comments yet.
I see Gibson Manson says, any great picks that has Omotepe tobacco in it? So nothing that off the top of my head I would say specifically has Omotepe in it. But I can just double check that right now. Ometepe. 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 Looks like Krakatoa does. Krakatoa is really great. There's a bunch of stuff coming up here, but I'd have to look to see if it all has Ometepe.
Steve Saka told us that Ometepe is in a Moisture de Saka. I thought those blends were like super hushed and like classified.
The Whisperer.
Hold it. The Whisperer. But Placencia does have an Ometepe cigar coming out. But they're going to be $100 a stick. They're a really, really like top tier stick. That being said, I intend to get them. And so I hope that some people intend to try them. But that's going to be like I've heard, and I'm not certain of this. I could probably just ask Nestor. I've heard that of all the tobacco growing on the Ometepe Island, Placencia is the only ones doing it.
Mm.
So
I believe it.
I would think that that's part of the jam.
What's your go-to Placencia right now?
Mm, good question.
I smoked an Almaforte Salamone today. It's a good cigar. But only because as we were going through doing inventory, if there was a cracked cigar, I could take it off the shelf while I was counting.
You're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. Yeah, and then I gave Terrence the new count without that in there.
Thank you.
Thank you. So there was a few cigars like that. But... I'm trying to pull this up. It's just taking forever. I think there's a lot of people on the website right now, which is why. All right.
Biker Tom says, Enclave Broadleaf checks all my boxes any time of the day.
I can agree to that.
Yeah dude. That cigar is damn good. I'm working with AJ to get an AJ Fernandez Daily Edition done right now. It probably won't be out till next year. But if we can do it, I think that everybody will be a big fan of it.
That's better than Saka's coming out in like 2037.
In the year 3000.
That's exactly right.
Wyatt Corey says, Tim, can you save all your bands you smoke in a week and share it on either CD Live or CD FB page?
Yeah, I could probably do that. I mean, I've got my last 3 weeks worth of bands saved right now.
Are you starting to save your bands?
Yeah, I mean, I throw them in there. But the problem is the only bands that I'm saving are the ones I smoke at my desk. So I don't save bands if I smoke in the lounge, in my truck, in my backyard.
On the show,
in the studio doing a video. So any of the other places that I smoke, I'm not saving the bands, just the ones I sit at my desk. But I do have a bag that's filled that's like really, really big.
Yeah, so. It's like a number five bag.
Dylan DeSalvo says, any shapes you hate?
Shapes?
Cigar shapes.
I'm personally, honest to God, not a big fan of torpedoes.
Yeah.
I don't like that they taper off in my mouth because I'm usually like, I said that I set my cigar down when I'm not doing anything with it, but I do like pinch them in between my teeth and like I'll be reading and then I'll type something and then I'll, okay.
Is it harder to get a mouth grip on the torpedo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like it.
I need to take this next comment so Terrence doesn't have a bad day tomorrow. This is from Brenton. Tim, I placed an order tonight and received an error that the order failed, but it went through correctly.
Oh,
similar
shit.
To what was happening a few months back. I sent you an email with the order number.
Good. Terrence will get that, right, Terrence?
Yes, I will. First thing in the AM.
Why, when I search Omotepe, does the Krakatoa come up? I'm not reading it in the description anywhere. I don't know. Maybe it's just guessing. All right. Keep going.
Where's the? You said it was an island. Where's it? Where's the island at?
Next to Cigartopia.
Yes. Surrounded by volcanoes.
Northeast of Madagascar.
So Ometepe is an island made out of two volcanoes. It is in the middle of Lake. What is that called? Lake. Ooh.
Lake Titicaca.
I've always heard it called Lake Titicaca. Lake Nicaragua. Lake.
It's around Cosi, the corner from Booby
Poo-Poo.
There is a lake called Titicaca.
I know.
Cosi Bloca. Cosa Bloca. Anyway, it's right next to Managua, which is like the capital in Grenada. I zoom out here, you can see that this is the country of Nicaragua. If you're at home, you can look at a map of Nicaragua. There's a big ass lake in the bottom of the country, and that is in the middle of that lake is an island that looks mysteriously like two volcanoes, and that's where
looks
it
like
is.
Kauai.
And then up at the top of the country is where Esteli is. And then if you go further north toward the border, that's where the Jalapa Valley is, and then you pass into Honduras where you go to Dan Lee, and Dan Lee is where pretty much all cigars in Honduras are made. So like the cigar industry is really in northern Nicaragua, southern Honduras. That doesn't really help anybody who's watching this because I just sort of narrated this on a map. Torpedoes are fantastic, down to a nub every time. They just annoy it. Something about it annoys me. It's just like, you know what? One thing I've heard in cigars that it's never made a single ounce of sense to me.
What?
People are like, I don't like a box press because I can't get a good seal around the cigar. Like when I smoke a box press, I close my lips around it, but I don't feel like I don't get a good seal.
But you also have lips.
So is having thinner lips problematic for cigars?
Little bird lips.
Little tiny bird lips. What's wrong with you, man? You got little bird lips or something? Why don't you like box press cigars?
Yeah, if somebody got lips like me or Jay-Z, they can smoke any cigar and not have any issues. But if you got thin lips, you're like, I can't get really smoke out of it. So I definitely think that just might be a lip thing, not just a mouthfeel thing.
I understand what you're saying. It makes sense. Thin lips make, you know, smoking experience hard with box press. But still, I love box press cigars. Russell says, Tim, I asked this earlier. Can you explain retrohaling and why to do it? Absolutely. Nothing would make me happier. Flavor tasting is something that is done with your whole palate, which includes your tongue, sort of the back of your throat, and also your nostrils. Your sense of smell is really important to your enjoyment of food and different things. So this is why when you're sick and you have a stuffy nose, things don't taste as good. Or if you plug your nose, you can't tell the difference between biting into an apple or biting into an onion. Legitimately, you can try it if you plug your nose. And most of your taste receptors are in your nose, or at least your nose has more taste receptors than your tongue does, by like a lot. And so when you retrohale, when you blow the smoke through your nostrils, you're tasting more of what's there than you would if you just, you know, took the smoke into your mouth. And coincidentally, the aroma of the smoke is different than blowing the smoke through your nostrils and retrohaling. You will legitimately taste things that you would otherwise never get if you retrohale. And you'll know this because the second someone retrohales that has never done it before, they're just like, it's like when the Wizard of Oz went from black and white to color. They're just like, oh my gosh, look at all these small people. You know, it's like, it changes your perspective on shit.
You want to know something funny, Tim?
Huh.
You taught me how to retrohale through your videos, and I wasn't even picking up flavor notes. I was just doing it to do it.
You were just doing it to do it? You're just all right.
Like 3 to 6 months, I was just retrohaling because I was like, I look cool doing this. Yeah, but I'll get flavors eventually. And then when flavors hit and I was retrohaling more, I burnt out my nose for a little bit. But yeah, I could retrohale before I could get flavor notes.
Yeah. Brenton says, lips can fit the box nicely. Oh, I see what he did there.
Ah.
That's a sexual thing. All right. Very good, Brenton.
69.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here we go.
Jay Dilly Dilly asks, Tim, when you work with when a blender wants to work with you for a special edition cigar, do you pick the type of blend or do you just pick the stuff they already have blended?
I pick the type of blend unless I'm working with Steve Saka. I get no say. But yeah, typically they'll ask me, what kind of cigar do you want? And this is very common in cigars. What do you want it to taste like? And typically what they want you to say is another cigar that already exists. An example would be if you really love I'll just tell you what I did. This is easier. When we're making a cigar with Diesel right now, this is going to be called the Diesel Desert Walker. And we've just finished packaging on that, the design of the packaging. So that one's still going to be out a little ways. But Justin Andrews said, what do you want? What kind of cigar do you want? What do you want it to taste like? And I said, if you can make a cigar that tastes exactly like the Diesel Vintage Maduro and the Boxer Grail had a baby, that would be the best. And the cigar, I don't know how to explain it other than the fact that the cigar he sent me tastes exactly like that.
Yes.
And I smoked, it was so, so good. I have two of them left and I have to save them till they get here because they're my, what do they call them? So like witness cigars. They're the cigar that to me proves that it's the same thing that I'm getting. But yeah, like that's how they do it. So you could blend a cigar by being like, yeah, I really like Tim's Filthy Viking. But I'd like a Filthy Viking that has some really nice spice on it. Well, then you send them some Filthy Vikings. They can blend you a cigar that has the same flavor profile as a Filthy Viking with some nice back of the throat spice. These blenders are good at this shit. It's yes. What they do. And so blending a cigar like that is not an uncommon way to do this stuff. As far as going down and actually sitting with the leaves and like coming up with the blend yourself, that's something that I have a blender that does that for me. I don't do that. You got to be like Saka or Nick Melillo or Eric Espinosa or these guys that fucking know their leafs like up and down and backwards. It's a whole other world when you get into that shit. So yeah. MTC says, ironically, my box pressed Alma del Fuego just fell out of my mouth.
Uh-oh. You and your tiny lips over there.
You're going to need some injections, brother.
Yeah.
RB says, I love the ones in the freestyle kit. They were smooth and creamy, possibly the best Connecticut I ever had.
Mm, that's fantastic. You know, I was thinking we could do.
You know what you should do?
Lip injection certificates with a box of box press cigars.
There you go.
So you buy some Camacho box press Connecticuts, but you get a certificate so you can go in and get lip injections for thin bird lips.
You could do a deal with a cosmetic surgeon.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You just go in and you get it done. Your lips get plumped up and then you enjoy all those box press cigars. You're like, oh my God, my whole life has changed. Box press cigars fit neatly in my mouth now. And all the guys are like, what's up, baby? You're like, oh no, that backfired in a terrible way.
Then you look like you've been sucking into a Gatorade bottle for an hour.
Can't wait for the new CD Diesel from Quickening. You and me both, man. I literally called Justin Andrews about that earlier today. And he said I was going to get an email today that, to my knowledge, I have not gotten still. So that means a text message in the morning. Even though I said I wasn't going to work, I'm not going to work.
Today's technically not over.
It's not over.
No, but everybody is done working in the cigar industry. They all take off about 4 o'clock Miami time. They all go home, have a fiesta. All right. Is there any more comments there, Billy?
RB says, man, am I shadowed or something? None of my comments are here on YouTube or read. We'll come up with better comments.
Yeah. Come up with better comments. No, my friend Mark does most of the moderating. Zuckerberg. He's a good guy.
Oh, goodness.
You'd like him a lot.
Is that the super pale white ghosty guy?
Yeah, he looks like a ghost. Have you seen Zuck lately?
Oh, with the beard?
With the beard, with
he's
the thin
got a beard?
He looks like a human being.
No. Zuck. I think that's AI. I think that's edited. Like they used like a different app to add a facial hair because that was just a different picture. But yeah, that went pretty viral.
Right? I always thought it was sort of like Mimic, and he's just like completed the transformation. And when like AI was coming up, he hadn't quite gotten it yet, so he just kind of looked like a plastic man.
That's 100% AI beard.
Yeah, like he looks like a guy who would hang out at a local dive bar and be like, yo, bro, I met this band member the other day and he was such a dick. Like, he just looks like a guy.
Oh, I love it.
He's a dude.
Ramos. Hello, Tim. Was the CAO Amazon based limited production? And if not, why is it so hard to find? Yeah, absolutely limited production. They get that tobacco in that from the Amazon rainforest, from a tribe who has learned how to make their tobacco really worth something. So yeah, that is for sure a limited production cigar. And there are some limited production cigars, like obviously the Diesel Boxer Grail. Since they've released that, I've been ordering more and more boxes to try to get it and have been good successful in doing so. With stuff like Amazon Basin, the demand for that cigar is so high, there's a limit to the number of boxes I can get. And it's about a tenth of what I would buy if I could. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, and that's why it's really hard to find. People know that cigar. They look for it. They love it when they get it. I don't think it's become overhyped. It's as good as its reputation says it is. Like every time it comes out, I mean, when we get it, it's gone in hours.
Eight hours. Yeah. At most. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which cigar was it that has the high, the low yield crop because of
Broadleaf?
Just in general?
Broadleaf in general is low yield.
I thought it was another limited edition cigar.
Are you talking about the Sensorium from Asylum?
Yeah, that one, dies from mold and all of that.
Yeah. Okay. Great cigar if you can find it.
Richard Vincento says, will Oliva ever do a Siri V Connecticut? I don't know. Like, they've definitely capitalized on the Siri V line, and they've done a Siri V, and they've done Siri V Maduro. And, like, if they release anything new, you better bet your balls it's going to be a Siri V. That's not true. They did Gilberto. They've done Cuba Aliados. They've done a bunch of other stuff, but they definitely do V's a lot. Waiting I would love Siri a V T. Connecticut.
Nick's doing a bunch of V's, or you're saying?
Doing a bunch. Got chlamydia, I heard. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, I think that there's a lot to look forward to this year, especially with the cigars right now, and don't miss out on You Ain't Never Had a Blend Like Me. Down below this video, get yourself triple reward points. I left this one running for a few days. And so even if you're catching up on this episode after the fact, visit the community on Cigars Daily Plus here and get yourself that extra value even on our daily low prices. And of course, make sure that you request or get yourself a hold of a pineapple sticker. These are limited edition as well. Those are available now. And the Billy Chicky Stickies, those are by special request. And I want you guys to stay tuned for another great episode next week. This has been great. Even with technical difficulties, I looked at Billy right before the show. I said, dude, this is going to be the best show we've ever done. And I feel like this is top tier. This has been so much fun hanging out with
you. This has been a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us. We've blown through our time. Do stay tuned for next week's episode because there's absolutely amazing new stuff coming out. If it's around, I want to talk about the Mizunara next week. So, yes. And I think I got enough of it. And we got some other special limited stuff coming in this week. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great week. Thank you all so much for watching. This is Tim and the whole crew signing off for Cigars Daily. And we'll see you all next Monday.
And live your lives.